Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about the sacred meaning of friendship. Different people have different ideas of what friendship truly means. And yet, friendship is something that's really sacred, at least as far as I'm concerned. I had a situation not too long ago when someone who I was working with and care very greatly about wasn't available for a really long period of time. And I only am able to speak with her or text her through the computer, through Skype, or email. And this was problematic to me because, well, I was really, really concerned about her. Didn't know where she went, didn't know if she was dead or alive, there was no response on the other end. It was scary, very scary. Because we had been talking like weekly, working on this project that we're doing together, and then all of a sudden, nothing. Now from her perspective, she was just taking space, because she's basically a loner. Didn't really think about other people and how her absence may affect them one way or another. Because from what she was telling me anyway, after we got back together again, was that the people in her life understand the fact that she takes time away. And she doesn't really relate to a whole lot of people in her life. I'm like one of five people that she has interactions with on a pretty regular basis. So what I want to let you know is that there's something called caring about you that's involved in friendship. Because true friends really do care about one another. They're interested in what they're thinking, what they're feeling. And the best way that I can bring this to light is to speak about my friendships in my life. So one of the people who I'm really close to is my webmaster, Sam, who helps me put together these awesome podcasts as well. He puts together the music. He puts together he's the intro and extra voice. He puts the whole thing together for me. I just have to record them, and he does the rest. And then he SEOs all the stuff and renames it if it needs to for SEOing. You get the point. He does a lot of technical stuff for me that I don't know how to do. However, and this is an important however, he knows that when we talk together, if I have a certain tone of voice, he knows that something's up and then he gets really concerned. And he does his best to help me to feel better about these things. And that's really what true friendship is really about. It's not invasive for someone to care about you and how you're doing and being present for you. That's called being humane and being a friend. In some relationships, you can disappear for months at a time. Maybe people live far away from you. They're busy with kids, busy with other obligations. Whatever it is that's getting in the way of their communicating with you. And frankly, those friendships, they're kind of problematic to me because I like to know that the people in my life are in my life. And that is the way of life today, regardless of how I feel about it. So the thought that I'd like you to think about is, how do you relate to your friends? Are you a person who shows up just when they call you? Or do you check in and see how they're doing from time to time, especially if you haven't heard from them in a while? Are you a person who is able to come through even when it's really, really tough? Like, for example, finances are tight for a lot of people these days, work-wise. People aren't making the amount of money they used to. And inflation just goes up and up and up, so money is worth less and less. So sometimes people get into a critical situation and they need help. Are you the kind of person who's ready and willing to help out your friend when they need it? And in this case, it could be anything from $20 to several hundred bucks, even thousands of dollars. It kind of depends on the nature of the friendship and the trust value there. And can you call Can you call on a friend to be there for you when you need it? I'm telling you, when I busted my ankle back the end of January, I had no income coming in. I had no way of doing the work I was doing. Couldn't go to people's houses. And the place where I was working, it wasn't desired that I have people come for insurance purposes. So that made things rather tight and difficult, to say the very least. And if it weren't for a friend helping me out for a couple of months, I wouldn't have been able to make it. And that's the honest truth. And in turn, when the same friend had a problem, and I had the financing to help out to some degree, the money ended up going back to her. Not all of it, but there was a portion that she was able to use during her crisis. And that's what I'd like to bring up. You see, it's not about keeping tabs on one another in terms of, I'm giving you X amount of dollars, so you have to give me back X amount of dollars. It's not that at all. It's about, hey, you know, I'm in a really tough jam right now, and I just need the help. And if you can help me out in some way, fashion, or form, I'll be forever grateful. And sometime in the future, when you find that you may need the help, I'll be there for you. And I don't know when, and I don't know under what circumstances, but I promise you, I'll come through. And I did come through. And I didn't know exactly when or how. And it didn't matter. Because those things don't matter in friendship. Because friendship, true friendship, isn't about the dollars. It's about the heart. It's about feeling in your heart and soul that you are there in the ways that you can be there for a person that's truly meaningful to them, and that they're there for you in the ways that are truly meaningful to you. Therefore, you have a friendship. Friendships that last decades, where when you get together, all of a sudden that person may tell you how you inspire them or how much they admire you, or maybe you do the same thing for them. And it feels really great to have friends like that. I did a happiness podcast not that long ago, and one of the things that the Danes found was so helpful in making people happy was the amount of friends and the depth of friendship that was available there. So the learning here, for those of you out there who are too busy working really hard to make a living, or too busy with your families, or too busy dealing with drama and trauma, yours or someone else's, the true learning here is that it's your friendships that add a quality of life to your life, that without them feels really alone and lonely, less fulfilling. Because the greatest things that we have to offer is our presence and our care and our concern. Because that's what equals love. And when we feel loved, and when we do the loving for those who we care about really strongly, that's when we know that our life matters. That's what adds fulfillment. And when you have friends that you know you're there for in the same way that they're there for you, you know you have a gift that's more important than almost anything else on this planet. I'll tell you, over the years, I've had friends help me through some horrible, horrible times. My God, when I broke my ankle, if it wasn't for Sam, my web guy, helping me get to the hospital, I obviously wasn't driving myself. What would I have done? Or my other friend Robin, who helped me out several years ago when I was totally dehydrated and couldn't do what I needed to do for myself then. Or my other friend who helped me after I broke my leg and I couldn't pack my stuff to make my move to North Andover. She gave me the money to hire packing people, and she helped me to pay for the move, and she kept me going because I couldn't do it myself. We all need to understand that we're not here to make our lives work on our own. We're here to work with other people, both personally and professionally, to make the world better to enrich our lives and those that we're with, and to create something fantastic from those relationships. And you know what? It's okay if you outgrow friendships and you move on to something new and different. Because if you're doing your life correctly, you're growing, you're learning. And not everybody is willing to learn and grow with you. Everyone's doing the best they can with what they got. And when we let go of those friends that no longer work with us, that we don't have things in common with, that don't understand us anymore, we know that's true because maybe there's arguments or disagreements that didn't used to happen. Well, that leaves space and time for someone who's more aligned with who you are now. And that's perfectly fine as well. So think about your friends. Think about what friendship means to you. And think about the fact that we never really know how long we or they are going to be on this planet. It's a day-by-day experience. And by all means, never, ever take for granted that that person is going to always be there. Because I can tell you, I've lost some pretty close people. That is, people who are close to me very early in life. And it was rather shocking. So I don't take anything for granted anymore. I reach out to those people I need to. I stay in contact with them, make sure that they're okay. And more often than not, they're more than grateful I did so. In fact, the last people that I reached out to that I hadn't talked to in quite some time, embarrassingly long time, frankly, was my mother-in-law. I'm no longer married to her son, but we've known each other for 29 years. She saw me grow up from a young 20-something-year-old kid to a 53-year-old woman. And when I called to check in on her before I left for my trip to California, she had told me that she and her husband had both been through a very horrendous time with lung cancer. He lost a lung, and she lost other parts of her body because of the metastasis. And that just goes to show you, you need to stay in contact with the people that you say you care about, because you don't know that they're going to necessarily reach out to you and tell you the more negative aspects of their lives, the time when they could use you the most. Not so you can do things for them, but just to show you care, to show they matter to you. That's what it's all about. Because you know what? Anyone can have a good time with friends and go out and see a movie or go see a, you know, just those talks, those intimate talks that you have with those people who are your friends and have meaning to you. Those are probably the most prized times I have, even with all the travels I've done all over the place to do some really incredible things. There are some intimate talks that I've had with friends of mine that were the most meaningful times of my life. Sometimes it's like getting yelled at by my bookkeeper the day I told her that I didn't think I could do hypnosis anymore because I couldn't make an income. And she came back at me and she told me, in very strong, assertive words, that I couldn't do that. Because I had to remember the people whose lives were saved as a result of the work that we did together. And she went on with that for a while, and she made me rethink it. And it hasn't made things any easier, frankly. But it did let me know how much she respected and honored what I'm here to do, and that I need to just do what I'm here in the world to do, regardless of the hardships. It doesn't matter. It's why I'm here on planet Earth. It's a gift I was given. So you too need to remember, your friends are there to not only talk to you about the things that are pleasant, but they're there to hold yourself up to those challenges you have, make you look at them honestly with a true assessment so that you can think about what you need to do next. In my case, it was to move to a different place where my work could be more readily understood and appreciated here on the West Coast. Friendship is a sacred contract we make with the people in our lives who we truly care about and who we know truly care about us because of those things they say to us and, more importantly, those things they do for us. Treat them with respect, dignity, and love. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a weblog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.